Gerald Melberg Gallery in Charlotte is getting ready to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the birth of famed American artist Robert Motherwell. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia got a preview of the exhibit, which is open to the public tomorrow, and has this report.
Robert Motherwell was a prominent member of the Abstract Expressionist movement. If you don't know his name, you probably know the other artists who ran in his circle.
Willem de Kooning, Mark Rothko, and of course everyone knows Jackson Pollock.
That's gallery owner Gerald Melberg.
Motherwell was known as the intellectual of this group. He was the writer for the group. He was the apologist for the group.
His gallery is packed with about 80 pieces that span over 5 decades of Motherwell's career. Some of these pieces come directly from Motherwell's estate, like the lyric suite he created in 1965. The images were made on rice paper Motherwell randomly bought at a store. Melberg says he let the paper sit for months before deciding what to do with them.
One day it struck him that he should just make these images without any preconception, without any editing, without any going back into them to make corrections, just let them happen. So he would take a number of these pieces of rice paper and put them on the floor in his studio and bend over them with a bucket of ink and a brush and almost make them subconsciously.
A controlled accident, the abstract expressionists like to say. The one that we're looking at is a large black purple form that fills the majority of this piece of paper. You can see where splashes of ink were dripped. Imagine a Rorschach test with slightly more color, and you get the idea.
This is an excellent example of where the ink leached, bled into the paper, and left this absolutely gorgeous orange-like halo or rim around the image.
Motherwell created the series in his studio in New York while listening to a piece of music called the Lyric Suite. He was so inspired by the music, he named his series after it.
And it's kind of curious because these pieces are so beautiful and flowing in their manner, and I've listened to the music and it is almost dissonant.
When I look at the ink images and listen to the music, it makes sense. The music is abrupt in places, scattered yet beautiful, and that's how his work makes me feel, not necessarily soothed like it does for Melberg. Abstract art, as they say, is open to interpretation. Motherwell created about 560 of these ink images, but he stopped after his dear friend, acclaimed sculptor David Smith, died unexpectedly in a car crash. Melberg says he understands how abstract art like this can be intimidating. There's no traditional subject matter or recognizable images. But he says he works hard to make the gallery welcoming to everyone, prospective buyers, and people who are just curious.
My hope would be that they can understand works of art don't have to have subject, and that they can still have power and beauty, and they see their world in a little different manner or way than they did before they came in.
The exhibit opens this Saturday and will run through August 29th. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.